Tov. When I was in Muncie, I picked up this amazing sefer, Lishkas HaSofer, several years ago. A sefer called Mosif V'Holich. Is anybody here from Muncie? Does anybody know somebody who lives in Muncie?
I tell you.
Yeah?
I saw you on the Jewish link.
Yeah, okay, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish link. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Chassidus, so this is it. Now we're going to learn some Chassidus. Now we're going to learn a little Chassidus.
Yeah,
this is a sefer from the Tolna Rebbe, who is in Yerushalayim, and every year he takes a theme for Hanukkah, and each night, each of the 8 nights, he talks about and connects that theme. So what I want to do, I just made a copy for you guys. This is what he said on Hanukkah, Tavshin Samech Zayin, which would be 2007. And he's discussing over here how the 8 nights of Hanukkah line up to the 13 midos of Hashem, the Yigyon Midos HaRachamim. See, 1 second, the numbers don't add up. 13 and 8, how does it work together? So we'll learn a little bit, and he connects it, and you'll see how everything, so to speak, comes together. So again, starting on the top right-hand corner, Buva Besir HaAri, from the Ari who was Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the famous Mekubal who lived in Svas in the 1500s, Shekol Yom Shel Chanukah, on every day of Chanukah, Yesh Lechavin Lemidas Achas Miyud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, that each one of the 8 nights of Chanukah lines up to the 13 Midos of Rachamim. Ner Rishon Hu Midas Kel. So the first one is in Hashem's, we say, Hashem Kel Rachum Vechanum. So the first night of Chanukah is the Midah of Hashem is Kel. Ner Sheni, the second night of Chanukah, Midas Rachum, goes to all of them, right? V'chein Al Zeh HaDerech. So the midah of rachum, how do you translate rachum? Rachmanus?
Mercy,
compassion, right? Caring about somebody else. So this idea, midas rachum, ola yafidaika, happens specifically on the second night. Magen Avram says the following halacha. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person doesn't have... Let's say you have enough candles, right? You could do mahadran, you could light, you could increase one every night, but your neighbor, Nebuch, they don't have any Hanukkah candles. So what do? You give them yours. Because basically speaking, how many candles do you have to have?
One.
So you can light one, and then you'll share your extra candles, and they'll get the basic mitzvah also. So it's better. Says the Magen Avram, Mi sheyesh lo shemen b'tzimtzum, v'chaveiro ein lo klal. You got a little bit? It's tight? Got just enough? Okay, you know, like they send you got in the mail, you got your pack of 36 candles, right, for Hanukkah, and your neighbors have anything. Light one for yourself and give to your friend. Because by the letter of the law, you only have to have one. Nimsa ole de bener rishon ein mevatrim mishlo litin lachirim. Because when you have the first night of Hanukkah coming up soon, and you light one candle, so your other person is going to light one candle. You didn't give anything from yourself. It only comes out on the second night of Hanukkah where you sacrificed and you didn't do your hiddur mitzvah of increasing the candles to make sure that your neighbor, your friend, your other Jew can at least get the basic. That's where the midah of rachum, of compassion for somebody else, starts to express itself. Do you follow what he's saying? It couldn't have come out on the first night because everyone's on the same playing field. Everyone just lights one candle. Okay, but now when you could have done more and you didn't because of your concern for your fellow Jew, your Ahavas Yisrael, your sense of responsibility. Because if you have one, he has one. Right? You go first. Yeah, that's really, technically speaking, you don't. You really don't need one. We do it just in case accidentally you got Hana, you got benefit, so we'll assume, no, you really got benefit from the shamash and not from the actual candles itself. But by the letter of the law, you just light, we do it now, the Shulchan Aruch says we do light a shamash, but really by the letter of the law, they actually just have one candle. Yeah.
Every night you only have to have one?
Yeah. Really? By the strict letter of the law, every night you only have to have one candle.
But I thought the miracle was for eight.
It was, but you light candles for 8 nights.
Was it for 8 days or that there was eight? Was it for eight candles the miracle was, or was the candle for that there was 8 nights, 7 nights?
So that's a famous question the Beis Yosef asks.
No way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's like books and books and books written on this question. I'm not going to go into it right now. It'll take us a little bit too off topic, but we'll throw it out there because it's something to think about. You can discuss this at your Hanukkah parties this year. If there was enough oil for one night, so then really, how many days should the miracle have been?
Seven.
We celebrate eight nights of Hanukkah.
No, but that's not my question.
That's not your question.
No, my question is, Okay, so they lit a menorah.
Do you like the Yankees or the Mets more?
Yankees.
Okay, just keep that in mind. Just asking.
Okay, a little bit of wrong season, but you know what?
Do you like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Not because it's not good.
All right, we're joking. Let's go. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
They lit
L'chaim.
Correct?
Yes. No. So, yeah, and the menorah was seven, yeah?
Yeah, the menorah was seven.
Yeah.
So was the miracle that they had enough for each of the seven candles?
Yes, yes.
Or was the miracle that it lasted for seven?
The first way, they had enough oil for all seven candles for eight nights. Seven was the number of candles, and eight was the number of nights it is. Okay, here we go. Aval b'ner beis daika, specific on the second night of Chanukah, misorah b'chinas harachamim, shemivater v'noisei mishalol l'acherim, because now you're giving to others, v'b'chinas rachum d'ner beis. Isbe Mishnah, the Gemara in Megillah is talking about what exactly is the Kriya Satorah for each one of the days throughout the year. So this is b'chanukah we read b'nesiyim. Do you know what parsha is the nesiyim? What parsha? The 12 nesiyim and all the gifts they brought. Do you know this? Parshas Noso.
I knew that.
Do you know how many psukim we actually read on Chanukah? If you count it up, 89. We read 89 psukim. 89 is actually the gematria of the word Chanukah. A lot of connections. So we read in the Torah, on the second day, you read about Shev Yisachar. Shenemar says, B'yom Hasheni Hikriv Nisana Ben Suar Nasi Yisachar. Bechinas Yisachar, who Bechinas Torah Kedosha. Yisachar was the one of the tribes. The Ramban writes this, that each, even though all the tribes, each one of the Nesiim brought the exact same gift, everybody had a different reason for bringing their gift. Some was bringing it because they were connected to Malchus. Yisachar was bringing because he was connected to the world of Torah. Then for Torah, nitzrich b'yoyse b'chinas rachum. In order to have Torah, you need this attribute of rachum. V'fish ikr mitzvah Talmud Torah hi lilmod almanas l'lami. Because we're learning in order to teach others. As it says in the Gemara, Omer b'lozer, ma'idich si, pi apostle v'chachma Torah's chesed al-lashona. You have a mouth that's open with wisdom, and you have Torah of chesed that's on your tongue. V'chi yesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah she'ena shel chesed. Asks the Gemara, is such a thing that you can have Torah of Chesed and Torah doesn't have Chesed? Rather, it means like this: El Torah Lamno Zu Hi Torah Shel Chesed. Shlo Lamdo Zu Hi Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. If you're learning Torah to teach it to others, that's called Torah's Chesed. But if you're just learning Torah to build yourself up and not to care about others, not to teach others, that's not called the Torah's Chesed. The Hakavana, what it means is Litein Mishlo L'Acherim. We have to give of ourselves to others. Levater Mizmano Avur Acherim Lamdim L'Halasam Al Derech Hayoshar. That we have to make sacrifices for other people. Now, you know, in terms of money, how much, technically speaking, is the minimum to give for Meiser? How much, what percentage? 10%. Right, 10%. So said Ramosha Feinstein, a person should also give 10% of their time to learn with others who are like no less than them, or maybe need a little tutoring, maybe a little help. That to spend 10% of their time, like we give Meiser from our money, we should give Meiser from our time. It's also, you know, giving of your resources a little bit, right? Sharing your time with others, it's your time.
Are you able, as an exception, let's say like you're really tight for money, can you say, I can't give up 10% of my money, but I can give up 10% of my time and almost help out?
It's certainly good. The 10% is actually a minhag. People don't realize this thing. It's like a din d'oraisa, a din d'oraisa. It's a minhag to give ma'aser, to give 10%. So if you're not able to afford the minhag, then you're not required to, by the letter of the law. Still, if you can afford time, say, I can't give in this area, but I want to give in others, I think that's a good character trait to develop, to being a person who is... has this attribute of rachmanis, of compassion for others, and gives what they can. There's a famous idea. Do you guys know how you separate, you have to give one-tenth of your animals also. It's also called ma'aser. Do you know how in the Torah it describes how you count the animals? You ever heard this before? You make a very narrow space between in a fence, and the animals walk by one, and you count them. One animal, two animals, three. As you're counting, and then the tenth one, you put like a red stripe on it. And then you count up then every animal that went from like one end to the other. You see, okay, got seven animals. You know, if you're imagining like sheep, goats, whatever, they're running around. It's hard to count 70 without, that counts when it not counts. You do single file, and then you stripe the 10th one, and those are given as a korban. As ma'aser b'heim, I mean. If you think about it, Rav Palm has a beautiful idea. You can look at tzedakah, you can look at giving as, you know, I can't really have to give away 10% of my money. Oh, that's a lot. That's not a proper Torah attitude. Person thinks, look, I'm counting all the animals they're walking through. One for me. Two for me. Three for me. Four for me. Five for me. Six for me. Seven for me. Eight for me. Nine for me? Okay, one for Hashem. Now let's start all over again. One for me. Two for me. You count it. If you look at it this way, it's not that I'm giving away 10%. It's that I get to hold on to 90%. 90% of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, I'm allowed to hold on to. So that's an amazing thing. Okay, now in the bottom left corner. Here we go. V'zeh ha-remez b'divrei. Because what it says in the Pasuk, L'zvun amar, smach zvun b'tzeischa, Yisachar ba'ohalecha. Yisachar, who is the Shevet, is rejoicing in the tents. Nakat ohalecha lashon rabim. It's not ohel. Ohalecha. Ajib shu b'nei Yisachar merbitz im Torah l'merab. Because they teach Torah to the public. They take time from their own schedules to teach others. V'omer Gemara says, "Omer Rav, lo mashkeches turba mirabonin demore elab daosi mishevet Levi o mishevet Yisachar." Dechsim reYisachar yodei binim leitim ladas ma yasel Yisro. So, if you find a Talmud Chacham, they either come from the tribe of Levi, and we have a Levian here. Yeah. Okay.
Julia's a boss.
Bas Levi, good. Or from Yisachar. V'hu inyan ner Chanukah, ner Chanukah mitzvah hanicho al Pesach. So the idea is we put the menorah, the light of Torah, outside to spread, to share with others. The Lubavitcher Rebbe once said something very beautiful. If all you know is Aleph Beis, go find somebody who only knows an Aleph. So you can teach them.
Oh, I thought you meant like you know Aleph and Bet, and they only know Aleph.
No, it wasn't to tease them. You you only know Aleph, I know Aleph and Bet. No, the point is to find someone who's less than you. Even if you think I got a very basic, you know, my friend of mine, Rabbi Chaim Marcus, once said, the fact that you guys are going to a yeshiva, Jewish day school, you guys know more than 90% of Jews in America.
Really?
Yeah.
90%?
90. You're in the top 10% of educated Jews in America.
Well, most Jews in America aren't religious.
90%, that's what I'm saying, 90%. You know, so you got to go find somebody who's not yet religious, and you talk to them. Teach them about Hanukkah.
Yeah, my cousins aren't like religious.
Not yet religious, because you're gonna share with them.
So we're inviting them over for a Hanukkah party.
Amazing. There you go. That's exactly what we're talking about. Having Rachmanis. Having Rachmanis on and what's it called? Sharing with others.